Yes, I have Miss Hobby on the line.
Thank you. Just a minute.
I want to thank you and tell you how much I love you.
Don't thank me.
You just want. You just.
Thank
you. You just.
Know, your victory speech was almost as good as I could have done. Maybe it's the best speech you ever made.
Well, you're a noble woman and a great one, and
you don't rarely
find courage and compassion and brains all wrapped up in one pretty figure, but you got it, and I got to see more of you, darling. I just wanted to thank you and tell you that
please get some rest.
You meant everything in the world to me, and I know that the governor would be so happy with us.
Well,
and
I was thinking last night that George and Mac and some people came over to listen to election returns, and we went up to governor's private stock, and I got some of his 30-year-old stock because I knew that's what he would drink the night you were elected president.
Well, I saw you and George and Gus and poor Ralph McCullough and a number of them there the other day, and with rubbing elbows with everybody and getting shoved around and having to hear me say that the Yarbrough was a good senator and thing. And I said, God, they'll endure anything for their loved one. And so all I want you to know that long as I live, I'll remember it, and I wanted you to be.
Not for you to remember. It's for me to remember.
Tell your sweet boy too. I'm mighty proud of him, and we'll be getting close together. And first time you come east, please do let me know, and quit being a little modest girl now, because there are too few of us left, and those that are got to stay a little closer together.
We will do that.
Thank you, dear.
God bless you.
Bye.